Bill Muller from Northwestern University Medical School.
Okay, you've been talking today about how leukocytes actually come out of the blood system and go into the extracellular matrix, and trying to link that to the cancer story. How do you think they fit together?
Well, I'm not sure that they do. The hypothesis is that since different types of leukocytes stimulated by different cytokines, different inflammatory conditions, all seem to take the same common pathway, whether they go paracellularly or transcellularly, there seems to be one final common mechanism, that is the recruitment of the lateral border recycling compartment to surround the leukocytes as they go through. And the hypothesis is that maybe cancer cells have usurped similar mechanism to get out of the bloodstream and into tissues. We don't know what recruits the LBRC to surround the leukocyte, or I should say we know some of the signals, but not all of them. There are clearly many of them. So if cancer cells happen to be able to give off some of these signals, which might be inserting, you know, lamellipodia or invadopodia into the surface of the endothelial cell, or giving off a calcium signal, whatever it is, they may be able to recruit this mechanism to allow their passage across endothelial cells. So I came here to sort of learn more about cancer and figure out if this is totally off the wall or might even be possible.
How is it that people don't know yet how cancer cells invade?
I think it's because we only see the final effect. Nobody's ever really watched this because it's a very rare event. You have to be in the right place at the right time. And so even if you saw one, that's one. You might have to wait 15 years to see another event. We see cancer, I'm a pathologist, I know we see cancer after it's being taken out of the body. There are many cells, it's grown, and there's no way to know how it got there. So we just see the final cancer sitting in the tissue. We don't know whether it ate its way through the endothelial cells, whether it squeezed through like a leukocyte, or it took some totally different route.
And what about experiments? Can't experiments be done in the lab to actually investigate this?
Well, we're doing it in vitro and have some evidence that the lateral border recycling compartment may in fact actually be involved. We just started these experiments, and the next one is to look using live cell imaging to study the movement of cancer cells across the endothelium. So I think we'll be able to do that in vitro. But that, again, is in vitro. That says it could happen. It doesn't say that it does happen. The real challenge is to go in vivo and try to find real metastatic cells coming from a real primary tumor, not ones that you've injected isolated tumor cells intravenously, but how do they break off a real tumor and try to see how they go across. That's a very rare event, I think. It's going to be very difficult unless we can find some very sensitive mechanism or an indwelling microscopic probe or something in a vascular system to look. But I'd actually be happy for intravenously injected cells to be able to see enough of them move through and figure out what path they took.
And if you finally do discover how cancer cells cross from the blood into the rest of the body, what significance will that have?
Well, since metastasis is the way that people die, and if this is a major mechanism of metastasis, we're hoping that we can inhibit it just the way we're hoping to be able to, you know, use inhibitors of this mechanism to block unwanted inflammation. So if we can block obviously unwanted metastasis, that would prevent the tumor from setting up shop and making more metastases, which are going to harm the host.